Welcome to another episode of Girl Talk Lab. This is Laura with
Ashley
and Stella. Hey!
Hey, y'all!
So, can we talk about celebrating Ashley's birthday tonight? Just right quick.
Yes! Oh my god.
Even though it was in April. But still, this quarantine fucked it all up for me.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
Doesn't count. Mm-hmm.
So, me and Star were like, hey, since we got bottles for tonight, we were there and...
Laura!
I was like, let's do the fucking candles, like the bottle service and take it, like, woohoo! So, we did it. We got some napkins, put crazy glue on the top of the bottle, put the candle, lit that shit. And took the bottle service to Ashley.
Hey!
Check out the video.
I love it. That was funny.
Oh, we're glad. Cool. Yeah, because we still need to celebrate her birthday once all this is fucking over, dude.
Hey, it was something close to bottle service. So
yeah.
Hey,
not
gonna lie.
Hey, air five.
It's about the counts. It's about the counts.
Yes. Oh my god. That.
I know.
But
check
yes.
out the video, y'all.
Yeah.
Girl Talk Lab.
Hey. Make sure you like it. Make sure you follow us.
Yes.
Yes. And Ixtapa, if you're listening to us, we can't wait to go back.
Oh my god.
Telling you. We are going to be there. We're going to be the first ones there.
Hell
yeah. We're going to have a good night.
Dude, shoot.
I know.
Get a new outfit. Fashion Nova.
Fashion Nova, hit us up.
The Hoochie Star.
What?
I call it the Hoochie Star.
The Hoochie Star?
Yeah.
I love that store.
They have cute stuff.
They have really cute stuff.
They do.
They do, but it's too hoochie.
I like it.
Also, wine companies. We love wine.
My God, yes.
So if any wineries out there want to, you know, promote, hit us up. We'll be more than glad to help you out with promoting your wine.
I could try them, taste them.
Yeah.
Let me taste them first.
We can do that too.
Tonight we had Malibu pineapple.
Hey.
Can never go wrong with that one.
Never.
Ciroc,
yeah.
Red berry, that shit was fucking fire.
Yeah.
My stomach still hurt though.
Oh, no. I know.
I know.
You should have brought it.
Well, come on, being hungover for 2 days is not fun.
True.
Dude. We gotta live.
And still go to work and answer the phone calls patients and whatnot.
Trying not to too short.
Yeah, but I was trying not to throw up on the phone.
Dang.
Dude, that shit was funny. When I got her text that Monday, I was at work trying to survive. Like, okay, I'm good, you know? And then I got her text, like, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, bruh.
I was like,
yeah,
no, I'm dead. I was like, dude, I'm fucking hungover. Like, I'm still hungover.
She's, I'm taking a nap in my car.
No way.
I was like, dude, are you okay?
No, because I went, no, nobody noticed. Because I literally, like, I put on makeup so, like, I won't look fucking, like, you know, dead and whatnot. And then I went to my... I went on my lunch and I slept in my car.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
For 30 minutes. I was like, I just need a quick nap, dude, because I can't. And I was telling my coworker downstairs. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, I'm fucking hungover. I'm like, he's like, just go to sleep. He goes, take a quick nap, power nap. And I was like, fuck it, cool. I was like, well, I'll be back. I'm going to go on my lunch. And I literally just turned on the car, put the AC on, I put my seat back, and I fell asleep.
I would have not woken up.
Yeah.
They would have to keep knocking at my window like, hey, yo.
Fuck, I would have been like, fuck off, Norton. But, nah.
Nah.
It was good, though. Shoot. It was a good nap.
Yes.
I love naps.
You like naps?
I love naps.
Aw, I don't.
You don't?
What?
No.
Like, unless I'm really tired, but other than that, I feel like it takes away from what I have to get done in the day.
Fuck
no. Like, when I get home from work, I'm like, there's no point. I'm going to go to bed soon. You know?
No, I wouldn't need one because then fucking hell all like, ooh, y'all will eat shit.
When I was pregnant, naps were life. Mm. At like 2:30, 3 o'clock every day, like clockwork, it was nap time. Those were the best naps. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I'm taking a nap right now.
Nah, just kidding. Hey, we live. Is it getting to you?
For real. I need another shot.
Oh, for it's sure. Like, we're going to finish that bottle.
Yeah. Let's do it. You down? Let's do it. We're going to get lit. like a titty.
Hell yeah.
Like two titties.
Like that song from P. Diddy and Biggie and Nelly and Nasty Girl. Gotta love my little nasty girls.
Oh, I know which one. Okay.
All my ladies grab your titties for B.I.G.
Hey!
Grab them. Titties. No, I'm just kidding.
Titties.
Damn. Oh, my God. So, Larry, let's get into this. How do we feel about double standards with starting with the name calling? So, for example, how do you feel about calling your significant other bruh, dude, instead of like babe or honey or, you know, those sweet names?
I don't do sweet names. I just stick to babe or stick to his like real name if I'm really being serious. Yeah. Other than that, I don't take it to the point where it's like, hey, bitch. Hey, you know, name calling. Yeah, you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't take it that far. And if I do call him a bitch, it's just like we're fucking around.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But other than that, I don't take it to the point where it's like, oh, you're a punk ass.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little bitch. You're this. You're that. Mm-hmm. I don't do that shit. No.
No.
Other than that, like, if I want to be funny, I'd be like, hey, bro. Like, the fuck is wrong with you, you know? But other than that, I'm like, I don't take it that far. Because then I know eventually somebody's gonna get mad. Their feelings are gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
And here comes the fucking women out of them. You hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no shit. Called you a bitch.
That's true. Yeah, star.
Yeah, the same thing. That I the only thing that I use is dude. You know, like, oh, dude. You know, or like babe. But like the whole bro, or like, you know, bra, or like yeah, like what Ashley was saying,
yeah,
like you little bitch, you know, like I know a couple that they talk to each other like that, like they cuss at each other and they're like, hey,
oh my
dude,
god,
what the fuck, you know, like bro, like, you know, they say the n-word to each other and I'm like, but for them that's how they joke, quote unquote. But there's times where I'm just like, I think they're taking it way too far.
That is way,
yeah, like you guys, like, calm down, like, you know, yeah, I don't like that. But I mean, you know, people are out there, you know, they're comfortable with it, but and that's cool. But me personally, I don't like, yeah, I just use the word dude or babe and that's it.
Because I'm pretty sure men don't like it when like their women sit there and call them a little bitch,
mm-hmm,
or whatnot. And I'm pretty sure women don't like it either, but still, it's like, you shouldn't be calling your significant other a little bitch, a slut, a whore, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit there and do that. If you guys are going to sit there and talk about it like grown people, then fucking, you know, you're as a grown person.
Well, yeah, the times that I accidentally had called Vlad like, bruh, I was like, oh my God, bruh. And he was like, what the fuck you call me? I was like, oops. I was like, sorry.
I called you bruh.
I said bruh.
I know, you would.
Yeah, I was like, I said bruh. I was like, sorry. It just slipped out because we were like in the car. And like, you know, I was into the conversation. And he was like, yeah, no. He's like, don't call me bruh. And I was like, okay. So I don't. But sometimes I will be like, dude, guess what? You know?
Yeah, like, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
dude.
Like that, yeah. Like,
you know? Yeah. Other than that, just babe or baby, that's pretty much it. Like the whole honey or sweetheart, that's not my thing.
Yeah, I can't see myself saying that either. Like, hey, sweetheart.
I can say like daddy,
poppy,
you know?
I can't
say that.
No?
Hey. Daddy,
hey.
I know. As much as I like it, I can't say it either.
Oh, I mean, all right, I guess some girls like that shit, but for me, it's kind of corny. I don't like it. Like, I ain't gonna sit there and be like, hey, daddy.
Yeah.
No, bitch.
No, I can't see you saying that either.
Hey,
yeah,
daddy,
no, not Ashley.
No. I'll be like, hey, are you serious?
Yeah, I do. I like to call him that. Not all the time, though. You know, it's like certain times. Like, oh, my God, you know, but yeah, not all the time. But I do like to call him daddy or poppy, like, you know, when it's, and he's like, okay, but most of the time it's like, babe.
He's like, what you call me?
Yeah, or his name time. Like if I'm pissed,
oh yeah,
I'll be like Vladimir, da, 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 his last name or anything. He's like,
damn.
And then Dom will be like, ooh, sassy mom is out. Ooh, dad, sassy mom's out. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
but yeah, like no, calling him like little bitch or shit, yes, like that, like no,
yeah,
that's, I think that's just so disrespectful, period.
I think so too.
Yeah, and I think when couples get along like that,
oh man, it's toxic. Yeah.
It's toxic.
Yeah. And then the girl's feelings end up getting hurt because women are emotional. Whether women want to deny it or not, we're emotional. So if he gets mad at you and says, oh, you're a little bitch, ooh, you know, and you guys in the middle of an argument, you're going to fucking be like, what the fuck you call me? And you can't say shit because that's what you allowed the relationship to build that way. Yep. So
true.
But yeah. Ooh, like that meme that Ashley had sent us.
Hey.
Yes. And it said, dudes can't even hurt a chick's feelings no more. Him, you a hoe. Her, yup, and a nasty one.
Hey.
I like it. How do you guys feel about this meme?
Well, nowadays, it doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt anymore. At this point, it's like, okay, yeah, you called me that before. Okay, yeah, okay. Yep. That person called me that. Okay, give me something new. Throw something new at me because I heard it all.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt anymore. Sorry. Next.
That's true. Yeah. I know before, I would have, like, cried, like, so hard if someone called me a hoe. Like, oh, my God, he called me a hoe. But now it's like, man, like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
And?
Okay, what about, like, when you guys were growing up, like, in middle school, high school, that's when a lot of the name-calling happens.
Oh, yeah.
So, how would you guys deal with that? So, for our listeners that are, like, you know, we do have listeners that are, like, in high school. So, I'm pretty sure if they get name-called, like, they don't have a way to, like, kind of cope with it. Mm-hmm. So, what would you guys suggest?
Well, for me, like, I was bullied in middle school. I was bullied.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
I was bullied in middle school. Yeah, that's why. So, I got to the point where it was like, fuck that. Enough is enough, right?
Yeah.
So, I even, like, me, I'm fucking tiny as shit. I will even call bitches out that are taller than me. Like, fuck it. You want to fight? I don't care if I get my ass kicked. I'm done. Let's do this shit, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to call me a hoe for whatever reason? Give me a good reason, you know? Like, I got to that point. So, that's why I ended up being homeschooled for my high school year.
What?
Yeah, because I was like, man, fuck everybody. New. Like, you want to fight with me? Fuck it. Let's do it. You might be 6 foot something. I might be like 5 foot or 4'11". Bitch, I will still fucking claw the fuck out of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Damn. Why them bitches? What the fuck? What was their fucking problem?
Who the fuck knows? I minded my own business. Yeah,
literally.
That's how it is. Did my thing, whatever. You know, hung up with my friends, all that. But then here comes. And I still remember it. It was three girls.
What?
Two of them were like, I think two of them were cousins. Oh. One was just a friend. Two of them were big bitches. One wasn't. So it went from like, oh, well, she told me that you called her this.
Oh, da, 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 my da. God.
Well, you're this, you're that, you're this with you, right? So the day that one of the deans found out that they were trying to, like, I guess, jump me.
Oh,
I was in the dean's office with the other girl, one of the other girls. And the dean was talking to us. So while he was talking to us, her friend that was part of the whole trying to jump me thing comes in and gives her her PE shirt.
The fuck?
Yeah. So he was like, okay, whatever. So the dean was like, give me that shirt. So when he picked it up, a little piece of paper fell out and it said, tell her to meet you in the jungle after school.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So he was like, oh, really? And he went back and got it. He goes, well, guess what? He goes, you're going to fucking stay like 2 hours and she's going to go home. He goes, go call your fucking parents. He goes, because I'm going to fucking suspend all of you guys.
Oh, my God, dude.
And after that, it was like my older sister had found out. And then my mom did, too. So then one time we saw them walking down the street and I told my sister, I'm like, oh, look, those are those girls.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why my sister fucking pulled up with her homegirls and was like, what's up? Like, you guys are trying to jump my little sister? Like, what's up? Let's do this shit. And then from there on, it was just like, okay, you know. Yeah. After that, it was all good. Like, they never did anything to me. But, like, I got to the point where I was like, I'm done with everybody just punking me because I'm little or whatever and my mom fucking business. I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't care no more.
Oh, and I did. Shoot.
I ended up getting kicked out. I got homeschooled. And
fuck it. Fuck everybody. At the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
And now look at me now.
That's right.
Hey. Making I'm fine. Moves.
I know.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
All right.
Dang.
Yeah.
So, well, what do you
let the young girls know right now. Because I know since we're already old, we've been, like, not old, sorry. We're older. We're more mature. Sorry. We know, we went through it, so we know how to cope, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty much, like, don't let them get to you. They ain't shit. They're probably mad about their own fucking lives, or they're probably mad because of their fucking past or their history. You're probably, they're throwing their fucking tortilla out there, and you're not, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they're probably here just because, oh, well, you know, she's minding her own business. Let's fuck up her life. Let's make it worse. You know, let's go start a rumor that she's a hoe, she's a slut, whatever. Don't let that shit get to you. Fuck no. Hell no. I don't care how big, how tall, round, square, whatever the bitch is.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ever let them get to you. Ever, ever, ever at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I salute that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Baddie.
Yeah.
That's
what
I'm saying. That's crazy.
Hey, we're against bullying, just so you guys know.
Yeah.
Like, bullying is not cool at all, whatsoever. If you are someone who bullies someone, whether it's online or in person, like, just stop. Like, it ain't cool.
Yeah. It's not.
What about you, Star? How have you dealt with, as you grew up?
As growing up, I wasn't really bullied, but, you know, what I would say if you are being bullied, just don't let it get to you, and talk to someone, don't hide it, don't keep it to yourself, no, like, I think it's always good to talk to someone, and, you know, just get a,
Laura,
I can see you're tipsy.
I'm just staring like, oh, okay, I can see it.
Me or you too?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I can knock out here right now.
Dude, it's hot. I'm getting hot in here.
So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my pants off.
No, oh!
I'm just kidding. Pants. I'm just kidding. I know I said shirts, not pants.
She said, I
want to
take my pants
it's
off.
It's been what? Day 7 or whatever? I forgot.
The Star 60 Day Challenge?
Yes.
All right, we'll do a follow up on that in a minute.
How's that going, by the way?
Oh, shit. Good.
Okay.
All right, well, give us a scoop right now. With the bullying?
Okay. Yes. So, no, like, definitely, you know, talk to someone, you know, and if you don't feel comfortable talking to your family, I think it's always, like, talk, you know, if you have a best friend, or, like, counseling or whatever. Definitely, yeah, talk to someone.
Oh, y'all know we went off the topic, right?
We did?
Yeah. We went from name-calling to bullying.
Well, yeah, like, name-calling, like, you know, it ties together. Like, how do you...
No, I know, but we're talking, like, about, like, how men... men insulting you. Like, oh, you're a slut.
Yeah, so, yeah, like, did guys ever bully you? Or not bully you, but did guys ever call you, like, name-calling?
No.
Like, growing up. Or girls.
It was just bitches.
Bitches.
Fucking hater ass bitches.
Bitches.
Nah. But, yes, that's my advice. Talk to someone. Don't keep it to yourself, y'all.
It's true.
Growing up, with the name-calling, yeah. Like, different name-calling shits all the time. Especially, you know, because... the people that I hung around with had a reputation at a time, you know, they had a reputation. So people thought just because, oh, you're, you know, the person you're hanging out with, you know, whatever. Honestly, I didn't give a fuck. So I didn't let it get to me. I was like, whatever. Like, I know my integrity. I know myself. And no one in this school can claim me. Literally, like, no one in this whole entire school can say I fucked her or whatever. It's like, no one. So people would call me names just because of the people I would hang out with, and it's like, whatever, like, I'm cool. Okay. Like, but yeah, I would say definitely if, you know, they're name calling you a slut, hoe, whatever, if you know that it's not true, don't let it get to you. Like, you know yourself, you know your integrity, so don't let anyone question that shit, dude. Now, what about now as grown women?
Shit.
What if,
I don't give a fuck.
What if, you know, a male, you know, just, like, you're a fucking hoe?
I would have been like, oh my God, it's 2020. Wow, you call me a hoe. Wow. I'm going to go cry. Hold on. Let me go turn on my car real quick and just cry and put some sad song.
Aww.
Shut up. Get out of here. Let me go call my mom.
Hey, ma. Me llamaron una hoe.
Mira que soy perra.
Perra.
No. Nah, it wouldn't hurt me nowadays. I'd be like, whatever, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, like I said, your mama hoe.
Mm-hmm. Whoever threw that, your mom's a hoe. You guys see that one?
No, I have not actually.
Is that me? No, the guy, the teacher?
Yes.
Oh, whoever threw that, your mom's a hoe.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
but it would not make it to me.
Yeah, now that we're grown, it's like, whatever.
Yeah,
it's like I'm looking for sugar daddy, so nah.
Looking for a sugar daddy?
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I should try it. No,
I'm gonna try that shit.
You're gonna pay off my
school loans. I sent you the link. Hell yeah. Dude, I'm gonna send you guys a link.
Send it to me. I'll do it.
For what?
There's the...
sugar babies?
No, I'll send it to you guys. Only because I know if I mention her on here,
never
mind. She'll probably block me, and I like her Instagram because she posts all the good juicy shit.
Yay.
But yeah, I'll send it to you guys. But yeah, no name calling. Nah. What if like your significant other called you in anger? Like, guys were in an argument, and they said you're a fucking hoe.
Out of anger?
Or like, yeah, like you're a fucking slut. Or
yeah, y'all gonna see something go straight to his face.
Damn.
Catch him, ashy hands. Ay.
You can't see me.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't think I'll get physical. I'll just be like, wow.
Okay. Like, that's... Okay.
Here goes your Xbox. Here goes your PlayStation. Here goes your Switch. I'm gonna throw that shit in the tub and be like, watch it. Just watch it drown. Watch it drown, motherfuckers. I know that shit hurts you. I know that shit hurts you. Yeah, that's probably what I do.
Yeah.
I don't think getting physicals
the way to go. Oh, hell no. Definitely not. No, I don't know. If he were to call me, like, I don't know. I probably would laugh and say, yes, yes, I am. And then we'd probably both start laughing. Yeah, we're fucking weird. Yeah, but anyway, yeah. I wouldn't, I don't know. Physical for sure, no. Definitely no.
Yeah, no, definitely that's not no.
That's not the answer. But yeah. I know.
I wouldn't either. I just think, I mean, like, yeah, like nowadays, it's just there now. It doesn't mean anything. Like, it doesn't, I don't know.
It doesn't. Yeah. So. Don't be surprised.
Dang.
I need another shot.
Me too.
You
guys
are lit.
Shot.
Sorry, y'all. Give us the update now. Okay, me and Ashley want to know, and the crew, the listeners. Yeah. It's been, Monday?
I know.
Sip. Yeah, because you started on the 4th.
Monday, yeah. So 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Has it been that long already? 11, 12, 13, 14. Has it been? I swear I thought it was only been like 7 days. Holy shit. It's been like 11 days.
2, 3, 4,
5, 6, or 12 7, days. 7, chug 8, this shit right 2 9, weeks? 10, holy 11, shit.
12, 13, 14 days today.
Oh, shoot. So it's been 2 weeks?
About. Yeah, 2 weeks.
14th anniversary. Fuck. So how's your... Star 60 day challenge.
Yes, I know. Actually, pretty good. Like, I like it. Mm-hmm. You know, I like, you know, just being there, like, not seeing anyone.
Stop.
I'm looking at you dead in the eye. No.
Dead ass.
Trust me, I would have told you. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't. I have to do it. No, but this time, no. Like, I like it. Like, it feels good. And I'm a little like,
you see how she keeps looking at me? You see how she's looking at me?
What? No, I mean, I'm tempted, you know. No, I'm serious. Trust me.
Hang in there.
All the guys that I told you guys, please hit up my girls and let them know that I've been denying because of the challenge.
That she's throbbing, huh, bitch?
Chilas.
Boom, 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 boom. I hear it.
Bitty, bitty, bum,
it's
bum.
Coming.
Oh, literally.
That's what she said.
The dick is near. Ooh. Just as it
dude. No, but I mean, I've done it before without, you know, seeing anyone.
for 60 days.
Like, you're still talking to them, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just talk, but, like, not hanging out. Yeah, or, like, that was, like, a challenge. Yeah, I did that, like, 2 days before my challenge, so I was like, okay, let me get, so that's gonna, I was like, let me get it out of my system.
Let me get this out the way before I have to go in quarantine.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
And then this can prove to the guys that, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really want to get to know you, they're going to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are on test mode too, motherfuckers. Shit.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. But, let's see. I have another, what? A month to go? I don't even know. It's a month and a half.
How many weeks did we say? Two?
No, you said 60 days. So that's 2 months, no?
Yeah.
So I have a month and 2 weeks to go. So July 4th.
Six more weeks to go?
July 4th. I have.
Yeah.
6 more weeks?
6 more weeks to go.
That's not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
4th of July would be
your
last day?
Yeah, 4th of July.
Oh, she's going to get some fireworks that night. You know what I'm saying? Splish, splash, clickety-clack. The bitch is back.
What did you say?
I said splish, splash, clickety-clack. The bitch is back. Oh, my
Lord. I'm telling you, her vagina is going to be fucking popping, dude.
And I'm expecting my gift because I want to use that shit. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Are they open right now?
That's why I'm doing this. I'm like,
take the audience with us. They close at 2, no, but probably because of the Rona. Let's go tomorrow.
You gotta be home alone when this happens.
Oh, because you're gonna enjoy it so much, dude. Trust me.
Even though my room is like separated from
Oh, yeah, but like your kids can't be in there because they're
not. Oh, no. Hell no. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, no.
I know.
I have a t-shirt over there called 911. No, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely no. No, but.
Okay.
It'll be like, here, go play.
You saw my foot was there. I was getting excited. I was like, oh, shoot.
My foot was getting up. Okay, what about it?
That's how you know. You see, that's how you know. My foot was up.
Your phone.
My foot was up.
Oh, you guys are funny.
What about phone sex?
Like over the phone?
What do you do it?
What do you mean, like talking over the phone?
Like talking dirty on the phone. That's a little awkward for me.
I don't think I would.
You wouldn't do it?
I mean, unless my sugar daddy, you know, pays for me for it, then yeah, why not, you know?
Hey, dead ass, sugar daddies, hit us up, Girl Talk Lab.
Hey!
We got sugar baby.
She's ready to be. She's open to it.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
No lie, I'm gonna go through that. I want to try that website.
I'm gonna send it to you.
Just get one.
She has.
Get one that would be like, oh, your friends need money too. Cool, here you go.
I know, dude! Yes!
Pound it.
Down.
Yes.
Down.
That's right.
Down.
I'll take one.
Money
yes,
to invest.
I'll take one for the
team. You know, like,
yes.
She said, I'll take one for the team.
Yes, I'll do it.
Yeah. Pound it. Pound it. You're a real one.
She's like, write a diary there.
Yes. Woo. And then I'll give y'all an update on that.
Yo. So,
next podcast.
Hey.
Yeah. No, you gotta wait till after 4th of July. What are you talking about?
No, but I'm not gonna see them. It's just over the phone. Right, isn't that okay?
No, there's some that are going to want to see you. So, like...
Yeah, because I told you, like, I've heard about this thing called Sugar Babies. It's a website.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty much, it's, like, all these chicks that just want to be spoiled. Mm-hmm. Well, no, not really. It's, like, you know, older men, whatever, older, young, whatever, middle-aged, they want to spend their money on young chicks. And, well, from what I was told is that they don't want to like have sex with you. Right. All they want to do is just chill. They want to take you out to dinner. They want to take you out to the movies. Spend their money on you.
Well, what can we do now?
I really can't do shit because we're quarantined.
Yeah. Still, so like, how?
So you can do like FaceTime, Zoom, over the phone,
or you can do curbside pickup.
If you get one that's out of state, they might like. They're gonna want to spend time with you, like unless you really find one that's just like, you know, but.
99.9
They're gonna want to spend time with you, and sometimes what I've been reading, doing research, some of them are looking for someone to like settle down with eventually.
Ooh.
So you know, that's for all you know, your lover is out there sitting on a wad of cash and we're over here need to invest.
For sure.
Yeah. shoot. Star.
Dude. Star, you gonna take one for a team? She said,
fuck it. We can't do it because, you know, we're pretty much
you guys are married. Yeah, you guys are married, so fuck it, I'm down.
Well,
she's like, count me in.
Yeah, dude, we're like practicing married, dude, so it's like, whatever.
We gotta sacrifice. It can benefit our men too.
Hey! You gotta sacrifice one of us.
Mario.
Shit,
sorry. I'll do it. Sorry. Thug life, fuck it.
I mean, you're the one that's single in the circle, but. Whatever.
I'll do it. I'm down.
After the 6 days, though.
Oh, after
4th of July. Hit her up for some fireworks. Splish, splash.
No, I'm just kidding.
Should we just give her a free pass so she can try it or not?
Yeah, give me the free pass. I can try sugar daddies, and I'll give an update. No, you can still do it because you're not going to see them.
So it's starting.
Okay. So even when you start talking to them and they're like, oh, mamacita, when can I see you? Look, first of all, follow the hashtag #Star60DayChallenge.
For real,
okay? And Girl Talk Lab. Yeah, follow us on Instagram. And July 4th, you can take me on a date. See me go see some fireworks.
I'm gonna be
texting y'all, give me
so.
Some fireworks.
Yeah. Oh shit.
And they'll wait. They'll probably tell you like, oh, can you FaceTime me or Zoom? I mean, that should be fine because you're not physically, you know?
Yeah. You're not physically.
Okay. Alright, you guys said it, so I'm gonna do it.
Dude,
and I'm fucking excited.
What? I know what to do.
I was like, what the heck?
But what about if they do ask you to meet up in person?
Then no, I'm sorry. Not now.
No. You're going to ask us
first. We're not going to ask y'all. Yeah, I'm going to ask y'all.
Be like,
I'll text you guys what they'll be saying, so.
Nah, you're waiting to 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
That's the point.
What if they're like, I'll give you $1,000 right now if I meet up with you?
No.
Then what?
No.
No.
But that's money.
No.
No.
Fuck. Okay, what?
Dude, we sound like we're prostituting her off.
Sorry, what's that?
No, we're just trying to help her find love.
I know, but not the right way. We're over here like, yeah, you know, just. Go fucking sell your shit and see what happens.
No.
Sell
your
shit. Oh, God.
Hey, she said she was down.
Go sell your
tortilla
and
call it. You know, don't go have sex.
No,
we're not saying that. We're not.
After the 6 days, if you do all that,
with
make
someone
sure
that you know.
Don't go to war without a helmet.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We want none of those little bing 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 shoulders anymore.
I know, right?
Mommy. No, thank you.
Dude, no.
No, you gotta. No. You gotta close the shop already.
Yeah.
Snip, snip.
But one more.
No.
Later.
No.
Later.
Yeah.
Like
no.
In 5 years.
Yeah, like
6,
later on.
Years.
I mean,
5, 6,
it's
more.
Up to
that's
you,
it.
You know?
That's it. But yeah, but I do gotta get my birth control again though after, cause I'm not on birth control right now.
Just fucking do your vagina right now. That's it, and then just undo it.
No.
There.
What do you mean? What?
Just glue it for now.
Glue it?
Yeah.
Oh shit! What the fuck?
This is after our girl talk lab.
Lay by your crazy glue. Come on.
I'm just kidding. These girls are wild.
Just duct tape that shirt. See, I can take it off.
We need our OnlyFans account so we can talk about shit like this. And have motherfuckers pay to listen to the shit we be talking about.
They don't want to know.
We're giving too much free info.
Dude, for real, huh? Anyways. Yep.
But yeah. So the name calling, I hope, you know, we gave some good advice. And yeah, is there anything else? I don't know, anything else that we should talk about? I'm just feeling a bit.
I just
want to
go get another shot.
Yes, fuck.
Like, I'm trying to get another shot.
I know. We're gonna post a picture of us soon so everyone can see us.
Yes.
So we can show face.
And eventually we'll do a live podcast, right?
Yes. Live podcast. Hell yeah.
Yes.
But
yes.
Don't trip. We might be a little sober. Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
Not.
Maybe.
Maybe. No promises.
Yeah, no promises. No promises.
I'll be tipsy.
I'll be
honest.
I'll be
drunk.
Okay.
Fuck. Okay.
Oh, you what? Now. Yes, we'll ask us questions on the live.
Yay.
Yeah.
I need to
have
horn.
Our YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying? Wait,
you
what
guys
was that?
So fucked up.
My horn. My. Did you?
She wants to get a blowhorn.
Yeah, there you go, a blowhorn.
She wants a blowhorn?
Hey, okay, hold on. That's 60 days,
4th of July.
Wait.
That's like her vagina for 4th of July. It's in your fucking blowhard. Oh, Lord. Oh, shoot. My God. I'm sorry. Left. I know. Anna?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. This is the after hours of us.
Dude, yeah, we're going to make an OnlyFans account. Let us know if you guys are fucking down to pay $1 a month to listen to all the juicy shit that we legit be talking about. We're giving it a discount for $1 a month.
Don't listen to her. She's intoxicated right now.
No, I'm serious, you guys. We can use that money to, like, invest in what we've talked about. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of pop out home.
But yeah, guys.
Alright.
So, I don't know. I have nothing else to say. I just, you know.
We just thought we'd do a little quick little update on you guys.
Yes.
Since we're having my late quarantine birthday. Since everything's closed, you know, since y'all presidents wants to fucking close everything and whatnot.
Well, no, so, now it's up to the fucking governor, dude.
Well, that too. Really? They're not going to open
He it. Gave us no fucking end date. What the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck is that bullshit?
Yeah, because it went from 3 more months and then there's no end date.
Oh, hell no.
I don't know.
2021. 2021.
Like, I know we shouldn't talk about politics, but...
It is what it is.
Look, I don't believe the fucking numbers in the media no more. Like, I believe corona is real. I know, and it's here, and we have to take every precaution. But...
I don't believe those numbers either.
Every death, they're just fucking, what, claiming it as COVID.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. It's true. It's, because I even saw the news, I think this morning or last night, where it said that even, like, you know, the state's not believing the numbers either. So it's like, okay.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They're not believing the numbers either. They think it's kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
Which I believe it because, you know, you've seen videos of nurses talking about this person had a heart attack, COVID. Yeah. This person died of natural causes, COVID. You know, and it's like, because they're getting like at least a good $50,000 for every person that dies of COVID, supposedly.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
dude.
Don't be surprised.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised. Fuck. We just live in a fucked up, we just have a fucked up government. That's all it is.
I know, because other what is it, states are open?
Yeah, like Texas, right? My Texas? Friend Stephanie that's out there, which, congrats, she bought her house, you go, hey, girl. She's like, dude, she's like, Texas is just, she's like, starting to go back to normal. She's
no
like,
way. Girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, she's like, I feel bad for you guys in Cali. I was like, I know, mama, I know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
The nightclubs too and everything?
Vegas, from Vegas, a customer told me too. He was going to Vegas to party for his birthday.
Vegas is reopening little by little. Mm-hmm.
Fuck,
yeah, dude. Even I think like the casinos, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's casinos in San Diego or something, they're opening too again. They're reopening.
No way. Yeah. San Diego?
I think so, or something like that. So they're reopening.
I just want to go to fucking Disney now.
Not us. We're still... Stay home. Yeah. All you get to do is go to Target, go to Walmart, to the pharmacies.
Fucking long as lines.
Yeah. And then everything is curbside pickup.
I know.
Yeah. Shit. Like, y'all still fucking tripping.
Yeah. Damn. I just want to say one thing. Like, if you go to, like, Target or whatever, you order from Sephora.com or whatever... Like, go easy on customer service. Like,
oh, hell yeah.
You know, with this whole COVID shit, like, you know, companies are trying to find their new normal. So, as I'm on Sephora's page and, you know, they're commenting, like, oh, your customer service sucks. I placed my order 2 weeks ago, da da da. They clearly state on their website, like, due to COVID-19, there may be delays, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, just, you know, when you go to Target and... you can't find the fucking product, don't get mad at them. It's not their fault.
Yeah.
Get mad at the motherfuckers who fucking...
who hoarded all the toilet paper, all the clean stuff. Literally, they took the whole rack of pads at Walgreens.
Oh my god, pads?
Yeah, like, all they left was just tampons. I was like, are you guys fucking serious? Like, your fucking coochie's not gonna catch it. Like, we get it, but come on.
You guys heard that, they were saying, oh, mouthwash may help kill the COVID.
And then did you hear also where they can find, supposedly you guys can find or you guys can get COVID in the guy's semen?
What?
Yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
Okay. I was like,
what the hell?
Yeah.
So and I'm good for 60 days.
Hey, hey, first thought about you tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. I was like, well, fuck. Star stay for 60 days. For all I know, I'm COVID positive, positive times a million by now.
I'm good right now. You know, yeah, Mother Nature case, I'm good.
Oh, dang. Fuck. Damn. Yeah. I don't know.
Apparently, you can find it in men's semen.
That's
I was like,
crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I was like, shit. Literally, at this point, they're coming up with every, like, stupid small fucking shit, thing to yeah. come. Oh, the butterfly had COVID-19 and it landed on you. Mm. You're gonna get it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a lot of people say, it's just like the flu. Like, there's still no cure for it. Like, and thousands of people die a year. I don't know, it's just a lot, but everyone, you know, just stay safe, wash your hands, like, mm-hmm. yeah. to know that there's people that don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom, know, right? Come on, like, that's fucking sick. See, this is why this shit fucking happened, yep. because there's people that are literally fucking sickos, and don't fucking, you know.
They're sickos.
Yes, they don't fucking sickos. Wash their hands. They don't fucking shower, brush their teeth, clean their nail, like, nothing. It's just, I don't know. But anyways, stay safe, everyone.
Yeah, guys. Stay safe.
And yes. next episode, I'm going to give them a heads up just to see if people send us their stories. How do you guys feel about being a housewife?
Oh, yes. Next story.
Yes. We want to know from our male listeners, female listeners, males, how do you feel about making your girl... wife be a housewife, and females, how do you feel about whether you're a housewife being a housewife or if your significant other told you to be a housewife? And then we'll discuss it on the next episode.
Yes, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Woo!
Arguments okay. coming
in three, gonna two,
start arguments.
One,
ready, set, go,
go.
Just kidding.
Dang. Also, let's give a quick shout out to Ghetto Territory podcast.
Oh.
Hey. Make sure you guys check them out on Instagram.
Yes.
Ghetto_territory. Check out their podcast. It's Vlad and Fonzo. And, you know, they talk cool shit. So make sure you check them out. And, yeah.
Yes.
All right, guys. Well, anything else you guys want to say?
Have a good night. I'm ready to throw my ass in bed.
Hey. I'm ready for another shot. Hey.
Shot.
Everybody.
Let's see how many likes did Star say this time.
Did I say?
Oh, you didn't.
I don't know. I didn't.
You know what? I'm gonna check. I don't think I did.
I don't think you did.
Maybe like once. But like. No, I just kidding.
Yeah, I'm just like, isn't it?
thanks, you know, to our supporters, our listeners, our, you know, followers on Instagram. I know, Laura, you're telling me that we had listeners from Ireland, right?
Yes.
Ireland? Was Ireland? Dude, yep. Shout out Ireland, y'all.
Shout out to Ireland, yes. Canada, ay, Australia,
ay.
US.
Yes.
We love everyone.
Yes,
we appreciate everyone. Nice. And... yeah, that's all I have to say. And stay safe and make
wash
sure you wash that hand.
Till next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.